With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaker Mike Johnson is trying to win over Republican holdouts who have kept the big, beautiful bill from advancing in the House. A vote on the procedural vote that would advance the bill currently underway. GOP can only afford to lose three votes. Johnson could be seen on the House floor having an animated discussion with Georgia's Andrew Clyde, the other Republican holdouts, Representatives Keith Self from Texas, Victoria Spartz from Indiana, and Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
House Republican leaders are working furiously to pass the sweeping reconciliation bill before their stated July 4th deadline, but persistent delays threaten to put that goal out of reach. A group of GOP deficit hawks have been meeting off the House floor since returning from their meeting at the White House. An hour into the vote, Republicans were told to head back to their offices and sit tight while more meetings occur. In addition to intra-party defections, Republicans have also been plagued by weather-related tardiness and absences from their members. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Federal judge has thrown one of President Trump's key immigration plans into doubt.
U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss in Washington ruled that the Trump executive order suspending asylum across the southern border was unlawful, but he put the ruling on hold for 2 weeks to give the government time to appeal. In January, Donald Trump declared an invasion of America. However, the judge wrote that neither the Constitution nor immigration law gives the president the authority to repatriate or remove individuals from the U.S. without an opportunity to apply for asylum. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Multiple people hurt after a small plane crashed in New Jersey. The incident happened when the skydiving plane was trying to take off from Cross Keys Airport in Gloucester County. Emergency management described the event as a mass casualty incident and advised the public to avoid the area to allow emergency vehicles access. This is SRN News. A new study examines pastors and counseling.
The Lifeway Research Report can be boiled down to this. America's Protestant clergymen have less training in how to counsel individuals, but at the same time are less willing to refer those people to professionals outside the church. All this at a time when more parishioners seem to want counseling. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "We are seeing a decline in pastors developing their counseling skills and having lay counseling ministries." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As automakers begin to phase out AM radio, a diverse coalition of stakeholders linked with conservative talk shows, foreign language stations, and Christian broadcasters is fighting back, teaming up in the halls of Congress and on the airwaves, advocating to salvage AM radio's spot on the nation's dashboards. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is the latest iteration of a bill that would require U.S. automakers to include AM receivers in new vehicles for the next 10 years. This is SRN News. President Trump says a new Gaza ceasefire deal is on the table.
Israel carried out more deadly airstrikes in Gaza Tuesday, but by evening, President Trump announced Israel had agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire. Trump has stepped up pressure on Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire hostage release deal and ultimately an end to the war in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due at the White House for talks on Monday, and Trump urged Hamas to accept the latest deal because he says it will not get better, writing in all caps, "It will only get worse." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Brian Koberger officially pleads guilty to fatally stabbing four college students in Idaho. In a Boise court Wednesday, Koberger sat motionless while he accepted a plea deal that takes the death penalty off the table for the 2022 stabbing death. He only spoke the single words yes and no as the judge went through the plea. More details at SRNnews.com.